The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, so many people were crowding around, they were trampling on one another underfoot. And Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, which is hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed which will not be revealed, nothing secret which will not be made known. Therefore, whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in light. Whatever you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and afterward can do no more. I shall show you whom you shall fear. Be afraid of the one who is killing, but has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 coins? Yet not one of them escapes the notice of God. Even the hairs on your head have been counted. Therefore, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me suggest a quick thought for the day from this reading from the Gospel of Luke. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, Jesus says, which is hypocrisy. The word hypocrisy comes from a Greek word, hypokrites, which is a compound noun. And it referred in the Greek world to an actor who wore a mask, and that the mask was not the real person. The real person was speaking beneath the mask, and therefore the character of the person was hidden by the mask. Now we're all used to masks these days. We're all wearing masks, we should be. Sometimes when you look at a person wearing a mask, it's sometimes difficult to know exactly what they're saying, or maybe to recognize their face. There's something about masks here, and Jesus speaks about it, the mask and the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Credibility is the only currency we have in any relationship, in any business, in the church. Credibility is the fundamental currency. Without credibility, there is no relationship, and there is no future without credibility. It's measured all the time. I mean, there are certain people that are believable, and then there are certain people that are not believable. They're not credible. Credibility is the expression of character. It speaks about integrity. It speaks about the truth deep within a person. Probably the insult that would wound us most deeply would be if somebody says, I don't trust you, or I don't believe what you are saying. It somehow touches something very deep inside of us. It speaks to us of being unreal, being untruthful, being a fake. That's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is the presumption to make a judgment about another person's character and not look at your own character, to presume to be superior, to be better, to have more integrity than the person whom you are judging. It's a good thing for us to keep in mind, because somehow it is so pedestrian, it's so common for us to see the faults or the failings in another person and not see our own weaknesses and our own failures. It's a good thing to keep in mind when we journey through this day. Credibility, truth, integrity, the essential conversation for any relationship. And that's what's missing here with the Pharisees. And Jesus will go on speaking about the Pharisees many times. And he will say they lay heavy burdens on other people, but they don't help them to carry the burdens. They make judgments about other people, but they do not look at themselves. They like marks of respect, but they don't give other people respect. Keep this in mind. It's almost an examination of conscience, in a way, for each of us to look deep inside ourselves and wonder how much integrity, how much character, and what we might need to reform, to take a second look, speaking about hypocrisy. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.